discuss, consider communities unlimited presentation by Cesario Vela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And first I want to start by thanking the city council members and management for the opportunity to promote our no-cost technical assistance program to you all this evening. I'll start off by introductions, employee introductions. We have with us today Gabriela Vargas, who's she's out of our Laredo office. She's a development specialist in training, recently hired for the Colonias program.
Yeah.
We have Cesario Vela, who's a development specialist. He's got a AA certification in water and wastewater, many years of experience. And then myself, I'm Raul Gonzalez, I'm from Brownsville, Texas. I'm also a development specialist. In fact, I think I've been here before many years ago when City Hall used to be at the older building. I think there was a lady, Gonzalez, that was maybe the city.
Melissa,
that's right. Yeah, I think we worked on some rates before. But we also have other employees throughout Texas. In Austin, Tyler Longview, and our state director is located in Houston, Texas. We also have two more development specialists that are in training that are going to be located in El Paso. Our home office is located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And it's a nonprofit organization that is part of a national group that has a contract with USDA to provide this no-cost technical assistance to existing borrowers or applicants. Typically, our service begins with helping the community meet some of the items listed in the letter of conditions. When you borrow money from USDA, they'll issue you a letter of conditions and they'll say, we're going to lend you the money subject to you completing all these items. This is probably what happened with Ms. Gonzalez way back. You probably borrowed some money for a wastewater project or water project, and I came about to kind of help troubleshoot some of those items. Some of those items that are listed in the letter of conditions are a security vulnerability assessment for your water or wastewater plant, emergency response plan that's also required, governance training for the board of for the city council members. I don't know if you're aware, but each of you are supposed to have or required to have some training with open government, open records and open meetings. And so we help with that. In addition to that, they also require in that letter of conditions a rate study. And we can help you with that at no cost. Unless you have someone already, if you have a contract with someone, you can go back off. And you can, I don't want to mess up anything that you might have. In addition to that, to getting referrals from the USDA office, we also get referrals from the TCEQ. The TCEQ is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and they're your privacy agency. They're the kind of like the police for the water quality. And they're the ones that conduct annual visits to your water plants and your wastewater plants, and then write you a letter back and tell you these are the things that you need to correct. Sometimes it's minor things, bulbs, signs, fencing. Sometimes it's something you're out of capacity, something that's going to require money to fix because you're going to have to expand your wastewater pipe, or you're going to have to correct something. The lagoons aren't working. I don't know, Cesario was kind of the expert on that. But on this occasion, Cesario does have a referral from the TCEQ. We're going to use the EPA program to help you through with that. Lastly, if you allow us the opportunity to work with you, one of the things is we all have large jurisdictions, so we're on the road all the time. So what we ask is, in some cases where we're kind of trying to monitor the project development needs for USDA, is to send us a copy of the agendas every month. And that way we'll know if there's something on there that we need to attend and kind of report back to USDA. Things like that will help us keep the project moving. The project begins for us is to identify what, besides the we already know that you have a violation with the TCQ and EPA. Besides that, another way of knowing what your maybe some of the needs that you might need to for corrective action is we go through an FMT assessment, financial management and technical. We usually coordinate a site visit with the manager, maybe the water operator or the sewer operator, and go over a list of items and ask them. And based on that results, we'll say, okay, they're lacking policies, they're lacking this, they're lacking that. And those are things that we'll list in this agreement. We'll bring that agreement back to the council for approval. All you need to do is commit time and resources that when we ask for something, we can provide them information. That if we're doing the rate study, we need billing information, you're going to respond and provide us the information we need so that we can complete these tasks. And like I said, this is at no cost to the community. I'm here helping out Cesario and Gabriela with this introduction, but Cesario has the specific details of the referral for you.
So we were saying, all the services that we provide are free because we have 10 contracts with different agencies to provide technical management and financial assistance to utilities in Texas. And one of the programs that we have contracts is with the EPA. And